Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. I'm sure you're all familiar with the phrase, put your money where your mouth is. Today I'm going to give some attention to that thought, although I'm changing it just a little bit to put your money where your faith is. Today we're reading from Jeremiah chapter 32, verses 1 to 3a, 6 to 15, and Luke 16, verses 19 to 31. Jeremiah is buying a field even though it seems to be a complete waste of money, and Lazarus and a rich man both find themselves dead and judged. These stories encourage us to think about the way our faith is reflected in our attitudes about money. As a result of his faith, Jeremiah has found himself in prison. While in prison, Jeremiah's cousin Hanamel has come to see him to ask if Jeremiah would buy a field for him. The field lies outside the walls of the besieged city of Jerusalem, and there's no way the cousin can work the land. In Jewish law, it was the duty of the most senior member of the family to do whatever might be necessary if part of the family land was about to be lost. It was the law of redemption. So Hanamel asks Jeremiah to do this for him, buy this plot of land so it can remain in the family. So regardless of the fact that he's in prison and is no more able to work the land than his cousin Hanamel, Jeremiah buys the field. He believes in the covenant of the Hebrew people with their God and repeats the words that God has given him. Houses and fields shall again be bought in this land. Jeremiah lives his belief by purchasing a field when all common sense would tell him to leave it alone. His expenditure of money is not a waste, but a declaration of faith. His vision is on God. The reading from the gospel of the evangelist we call Luke is a pretty scathing indictment of what can happen when our love of money blinds us to the world of God. The rich man has spent his life in luxury, eating fine foods and wearing fine clothes. Right outside his gates has been Lazarus, whose life is so destitute that the city dogs come and lick his sores. But the rich man never, ever sees him. Even after death, the rich man is so locked into his blindness that he sees Lazarus only in terms of what Lazarus can do for him. We should note that the rich man is not in hell. He's in Hades, which is different. Hades is simply a place for all departed spirits, sort of an afterlife waiting room. Lazarus is also there, far away, sitting by Abraham. Listen to what the rich man says to Abraham. "Have mercy on me. Send Lazarus to dip his finger in water so that it can cool my tongue." For him, Lazarus is still only a servant to be ordered to do his bidding. And Abraham's reply, "In life you had the best of things and Lazarus had the worst. Now there's a gulf between you that can't be bridged." The rich man begs, "At least send Lazarus back to my brothers to warn them." And again, Abraham cuts him short, saying, "They have the words of Moses and the prophets. They should listen to them." There's a gulf that exists between the rich and the poor when the rich are blinded to the existence of the poor, not only outside their very gates, but in the rest of the world as well. In wealthy neighborhoods, there are gated communities whose purpose is simply to separate the rich from the poor. Paid security guards the gates 24/7 to ensure the privacy of the residents. People are looking for security for themselves and their possessions. But what is it that gives us real security? I hope for us Christians it's our faith in God, our relationship with Jesus. There's nothing intrinsically wrong with being wealthy, as long as it isn't the measure of our lives. I imagine that most, if not all of us, are not quite as wealthy as the rich man in the parable, and I hope beyond words that none of us is as destitute as Lazarus. Most of us live somewhere in between, and here in our community, most are reasonably financially secure. Yet we can still be blind to the poor when our desire for material possessions diverts us from helping the less fortunate. Remember, the rich man is not condemned for being rich. His problem comes in putting his possessions before God and his fellow human beings. How might we use our own money to reflect care for God's people and the world? We can be mindful of buying locally and thinking globally. We can consider whether our clothing is being manufactured in sweatshops with child labor. We can make a point to buy little or buy used rather than new. We can be responsible consumers focused on the desire of God that all should live lives of abundance. With faithful living, we can be part of this goal and a part of God's realm. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King, St. Paul's Warkworth. Come in and have your answers questioned.